Okay, so what did you do before the war?
Before World War II, I worked in the oil fields of South Texas for the Missouri Pacific Railroad and on farms and ranches. And then the war came, and I decided that I must go and do my part.
How did you get in?
I and six of my friends decided we would all join together. We weren't sure what branch of service we wanted, and we chose the branch of service that we could get into action the quickest, and of course that was the Marine Corps, so we chose the Marine Corps. And of the group, I had a problem of the fact that I had to have my mother's signature because of my age. I had to have my parents' permission and had to have a signature of one of my parents, which my mother would not sign, so my best friend signed for me, and my parents chose not to contest it, and that's how I qualified for the Marine Corps.
And so after you got in, what did y'all have to do? Did you, like, leave right away?
Yes, we left and traveled to San Diego, California, where we went through boot camp. San Diego, California.
How long did you have to go through that?
I think our boot camp was 12 weeks at that time.
Were they mean to you? Was it hard?
Yes, kind of. It was very different. We had to learn to take orders, and at that time they could kick your bottom and box your ears, and that was just part of the training. You either shaped up or you shipped out to what they call the casual battalion, where they really worked on you and tried to salvage you. And later on, if they couldn't salvage you, later on you were discharged. But you learned to shape up or ship out. It was hard at the time, but later on, you understood that that's the way it had to be. Because after you finished your Marine Corps training, there was no doubt in your mind that when, you know, you had to move out, you weren't worried about the guy on your right or your left going to move out when the order came.
So when the war started, where did y'all have to fight? Where'd you go to fight at?
Our first contact with the enemy was on Guadalcanal. We were sent there for the what they call the mopping up operation there at Guadalcanal. We made several operations off of Guadalcanal. Guadalcanal is our base of operations, one being Bougainville. And then we would come back to the canal and make a smaller operation off of the canal. Later we went to Guam. From there in Guam became our base of operation for a while. And our final operation in the Pacific was Operation Pork Chop, which was Iwo Jima. And supposedly Iwo Jima was a 72-hour walk across job and pick up on the other side and go to another landing, but 72 hours while we still were on the beach. So in the final analysis, we didn't make the next operation. We caught the popping up operation at Iwo because we were in no shape to make the next operation. Then from there, we came back to Guam and were rotated back to the States after that. Our tour of duty, I had a tour of duty man of 42 months.
And so you got to come home and take a break, or?
Yes, got to come home and take a break, and my next assignment was to underwater demolition school in Florida. But in the meantime, the big bomb was dropped and the war was over, and we were up for discharge, and being that we had signed for the duration of the national emergency, we had to sign into the reserve to get an immediate discharge, which I promptly did. And I was discharged in South Texas here at the Naval Air Base in Kingsville.
And so while he was at the war, what did you do? You lived at home?
Yes, we lived at home, and we just only thing we were having a hard time was like the rations. All during the war, they had all the gasoline rations, so there was not enough gas to, you didn't go around sightseeing, you didn't go on trips and things. There was a gas that you could get with your rations and stamps that my dad had to use to go to work, so you didn't go anywhere, you stayed home. And then we had ration on groceries. Sugar was one of them that was really bad to get. And just when they had some, then they'd give us some stamps. And if we didn't have enough to go around, we didn't get any. So my mother would just cook and use honey in place of sugar, because we had our own honey beehives and we raised our own vegetables. And then they, of course, built that naval base, and that brought in a lot more people. And a lot of servicemen, and then my brothers was both, you know, they had to sign up to join, and then they both joined, one of them in the Army and one of them in the Navy. But while they were there, they made friends with a lot of the Navy guys, and my parents would have some of them for lunch on Sundays. Most of the families did, because they're all homesick and stuff. And then that was about it. We didn't, there wasn't, everything was like at a standstill except for jobs, and they weren't as plentiful as just except the base, your civil service, that was good, and we still had in Missouri. And then later they built on, came along with the Salines, but that was a lot later. So during the war, it was just mostly a lot of rations, and there's just a lot of things that we didn't get to do that people nowadays do. I mean, you didn't, you rode bicycles, you'd walk to school. Where you couldn't have cars. You didn't have any way to run them. And groceries were scarce. And the buildings started building up. There's a lot more different stores after the war was over. Then it really, you noticed more things. The schools and all built up more. During the war, it was really, wasn't much going on.
And what were those stamps? Were they like money or?
No, the government issued, they were little green stamps. I remember it looked like a postage stamp, and they came in books. And I don't really remember. My mother, I was kind of small, but she had to go to a certain office in town to get these stamps, and how you qualified, it had something to do with how many children you had. And sometimes they didn't get enough for that town to go around everybody. So sometimes you didn't get, or maybe you just got very few stamps, just enough to get the gas, maybe. But it was a government program, but it was just because all the fuel and everything, I guess, was going into the war, and all the most staple things were going into the service to service people. That was the hardest thing that I could remember.
And so after he came back, y'all got married?
Yeah, after he came back, I was out of school, and he farmed, and so we decided we'd get married. And I've known him all my life, but he was gone, most of it, so I didn't really get to know him until he got back. And we got married, and of course, you know, times were still hard then. We got married, we didn't have electricity for, we lived without electricity for over a year. And that was already in 47, so even after the war was over, it was still took time for things to get back where it built up, where you had a lot more things. And we didn't have, I mean, we had one vehicle, like everybody has so many cars. We had one car, and it was, we did good to keep it going.
And where did y'all live, in Kingsville or Rivera?
We lived in Rivera, out in the country. Old dirt roads. All these highways all come along later. Same thing in Kingsville. Where we lived was brush, and it was out on, behind where Whataburger is. We lived there, and that was all brush. Old, just little dirt roads. And then little by little, the town spread, because it was dirt roads all the way up to the courthouse. And then now it's all spread. All pavements. It's just really changed.
And during the war, where did your dad work during the war?
My dad worked for the highway department. He worked for the highway department until he retired. Then he was a mechanic on the side. That was his hobby, and then he worked that even after he retired from the highway department. They worked on highways. I don't know. I'm just glad I live now. I mean, I think things are so much more, life is easier. There's a lot more luxury. There's a lot more things that make life easier to do. Work is easier because of all the different things we have than we did back then, but I wouldn't take anything for being able to go through that and see it, to know. I mean, when you see a little old town, it's a little bitty town, and you know where the roads, where the brush started and where the roads, the pavement ended, and then you look at it now, how it's gone way past that. It's really something to know.
Like any little stores?
Well, Main Street had a, there was a Levine's, and there was a, we had one dry goods store. Nuevo Mundo's, I believe, was the name of it. It was on Main Street.
Brookshire.
And I had Brookshire Grocery Store. But we didn't have malls. We didn't have, I mean, you just went to those two or three places and you got everything you needed, and you didn't have but, one big grocery store. And it wasn't nothing like what you have now. They were just a ordinary small grocery store. You had a meat market on Main Street. One restaurant on Main Street. One hotel on Main Street, and it was just so different.
And did you get paid for being in the war? Did they pay you? What did they pay you?
Before insurance, I think $40 a month.
Or was that a lot? That one a lot?
It was a lot. I sent half of it. I made papers out and sent half of it home to my mother. All the time I was in the war, I sent it home.
Is there no place to spend?
And when you came back, what did you farm? Like, what kind of stuff?
What did I raise?
Mm-hmm.
Raised grain and cotton.
Watermelons.
Grain, cotton, and watermelons. Cucumbers.
What did you do with it after you, I guess, harvested it? Who did you sell it to?
Well, we had produce buyers, and people come in and set up and bought our produce here and shipped it out. And we sold our grain to dealers that came in and bought it, or we fed it ourselves. Well, I fed a lot of my own grain. I had feedlot of my own. I fed a lot of my own grain and cattle.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Because then, when did y'all... I didn't live here so long.
When we got married, we lived right down the road. But then we bought this land, had to clear it. It was in brush. He cleared it all and built barns and all, built the house. Been here ever since.
And when did he start ranching, or were you ranching while you were farming? Mm-hmm. Same time?
We've always had cattle. We've always had
cattle. I had cattle while I was in the service. Both took care of the cattle. That's the reason I had money sent home.